Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the phone right now, Chris Jenkins from the Buffalo Bills. We are bringing the storm to Highmark Stadium. Sunday night football against the Patriots. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, Janet. Good morning, Nick. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Chris, what you guys over at the Bills have done to get ready for this whiteout game, it's insane. Can you tell us, give us a little sneak peek on what fans can expect Sunday night?
Oh, yeah. You know, we expect to have a great atmosphere at home. Obviously, the team has started 4-0, which is great, which is what everyone is excited about around town. And, we wanted to bring some excitement to the fan base, and we're going to distribute 70,000 rally towels with our partner Wegmans on the game. And we encourage everyone to come out, wear white, and be loud, be proud, and fire up our hometown team.
So fans are encouraged to wear white from head to toe. So we've got to, we're going to have to dig
so
deep.
So far, Jane, I have a hazmat suit. That's about the closest I got.
I don't know if head to toe is going to get it, but definitely a shirt, sweatshirt, jersey, whatever your preference.
My rivalry cap, my rivalry jersey, my white pants from my boy band days. I think I'm set.
Sounds good. Which rivalry jersey do you have, Nick?
The cheap one. I mean, the one I could afford. I mean, there's many varieties.
There's only one, Josh Allen. So what else? Because I saw that the stadium is also going to be turned white. How did you guys do that?
Well, what we're going to do is we are going to redecorate our ring walls. We'll have some imagery there to kind of take out the red on the ring wall. We are going to replace the flags on top of the stadium. A number of them, the Highmark flags will remain, but we'll have the rivalry imagery up there. And where this year the field is going to remain the same. Next year we'll be able to do some more things at new Highmark Stadium with the natural grass. But we just want to lean in. If you notice, obviously our social and digital channels, everything we flipped to the rivalry logo and the rivalry look. So. It's just a way to get everyone excited and to have some fun, for a big AFC East divisional game this week.
The Hallmark Channel was able to make it look like it was winter in Buffalo. Have the Bills purchased snow machines to really lean in?
Well, that's one thing we don't need to buy in Buffalo. But,
just wait 2 minutes.
Yes, exactly. But no, we got beautiful weather here, so it should be a nice night. I was talking with Jeremy earlier this week. You can wear a white T-shirt probably.
Yeah.
It'll probably be 65 out there. So come out, enjoy the weather, enjoy the game, and hopefully we take care of business. And this is, this will be, at least on the schedule, unless there's a flex down the road, the last primetime game, regular season game in the stadium.
So I know the field isn't going to be white, but what about the footballs?
No, that was only for our photo shoots. Everything else will remain the same, like a normal NFL game. But no, everyone's excited. I think you've seen. If you saw Deion's press conference yesterday, how his snowman inspired this rivalry jersey look. But no, the guys are excited. And you know, it's always fun when you get to wear a new uniform, and these guys will be the first one to wear this jersey as a part of this program for the Buffalo Bills.
Let me ask about Deion Dawkins. Has he asked to bring his drifting car out onto the field? Like, wouldn't that be the perfect place for him to do a little drifting, a little show for the people?
He has not. He has not.
No.
But I guess never say never.
Chris, how many months, or maybe I should ask how many years, how long does it take to go into the actual design of this rivalry jersey? Because it, in my opinion, is the most beautiful jersey the Bills have come up with.
Oh, that's thank you, first of all, for the compliments. But our design team, led by Aaron LaPorta and his group, they've been working on this along with Nike and the NFL for about a year and a half, if not 2 years, going back to 2023. So there have been a lot of tweaks and changes along the way, especially over the past year with some of our changes in leadership and stuff. But yeah, they've done a great job. They really have, you know, the detail, the attention to detail, the way it pops, the way it looks. It's really great. And I think everyone's really excited about it.
How many different decals does your equipment manager, Jeff Mazurek, have to change out on that? I counted 5, but I think it might be more.
Yeah, I didn't count. It was a heavy lift on the equipment staff.
they're like, hey, thanks.
For sure. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Hey, thanks for that.
But Jeff's the best in the business, and his staff with Spencer and all those guys back there, they are amazing. And actually, I should mention them as well. They were a huge part of the design process because those are the guys who know intimately, you know, what the players like, you know, what works on the field in terms of when you're getting these guys ready to play, the way the numbers pop, the way it looks on the screen for the broadcast. So, Jeff, I got to give Jeff his credit as well. He's been an intimate part of what we've been trying to do for the past couple of years. So,
in those meetings, who's the one fashion forward enough to proclaim white after Labor Day?
You know, that was before my time. So when they decided on the white, but like I said, I think Aaron and those guys and Sean Pantley, who's another designer on our staff, they all did a great job with the design and the details, and the people at Nike are incredible to work with too. I think we all know what Nike has done in this space with the shoes and the jerseys, and obviously if you just look at Orion over the years and all the different things they've done. So it's really great for us to have this opportunity to look different, to have a different look, to bring a different energy for a game. So it's great. And especially for the young kids, I have a certain 9-year-old who's already begging for a jersey. So.
Yes. Yes, he is. And so he's going to get one. He's going to get one.
He's not up yet. So yeah.
Not up. Okay. Well. So I didn't hear. So are other teams in the NFL, like I, you know, for me, I'm just tunnel vision, go Bills.
All Bills, everything.
But, like, are there other rivalry games where they're doing these kind of uniforms?
So, yeah, great question. The program, this is the first year of the program, and they are introducing 2 divisions each year. So the AFC East and the NFC West are the first 2 divisions.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, Miami wore their rivalry jerseys Monday night. They had, like, a black jersey with some orange lining around their numbers. And Arizona, if you watched the Thursday night game last week, they launched theirs, and they had kind of like a sand tint to their uniform. Actually look pretty good. So it's the 2 divisions each year, and each team will wear it for 3 years, and then so it'll kind of be rolling here for a number of years. But they'll introduce two new divisions next year. So I think we are the second AFC team to wear the rivalry's uniforms.
seeing the Bills uniform compared to everybody else's, ours is so much cooler. I love it.
It is
awesome.
The sand one was cute, but ours is much better. So
yeah,
well
so
done.
I would agree with you guys. You know, I'm biased as well, but no, we've had great reception from the fans. Obviously, it's hard to even find something to scare around town, and just, you know, just a lot of compliments from the league, from Nike, from people all around, you know, the sports world. And this is obviously the engagement on our digital platforms, fans, everyone, really excited about Sunday.
Chris, you have a cool job, just to peek into the world of Chris Jenkins from the Buffalo Bills. So how far into the future are you working? Because that's the cool thing. Like, we're all thinking about Sunday's game, but on your radar, how far into the future are you going?
Months or years?
I wish it were farther. Months. I wish it were farther, but
months.
Obviously, we're going into a new stadium next year, so it's been a really interesting, challenging year. We have a great staff in our marketing department, and we've all tried to accept the challenge of trying to put on a great farewell season at Highmark here and to make it really special. And at the same time, we're keeping an eye on opening a new building, a state-of-the-art building in 2026. So I could easily say that this will be the last stadium project I will ever be a part of.
We talked to Fred Jackson yesterday, and we're going to talk to Sal Capaccio about the rivalry game that's happening out at Jamestown. But I just, if you could just let Coach know that Fred Jackson and Thurman Thomas apparently want to get signed to the Bills because they want to play in the new stadium, too. If you could just pass that message along. We just want to facilitate that.
Doesn't have to be for a whole season.
Yeah, they just wanted
leadership, and Sean are well aware of Fred and Thurman's dreams, and you never know what the future may hold, but there's a way we could get them a few touches on the natural grass in New Highmark Stadium.
Will you be in like a white suit at work on Sunday? Are you all dressed up because you're all executive and whatnot?
Yeah, that's a great question, Nick. You're just gonna have to wait to see when I show up in the booth on us. It will not be a white suit, but
we could get you one. I mean, there's some white tuxedos around. We could probably
handing out
one
some
for
Tide
you.
Sticks at the stadium. I tell you
no doubt. It should have been sponsored by Tide Sticks. Anyways, Chris,
that's a good.
I know, right? So white pizza, white cars.
We're banning ketchup at the stadium.
Nothing, just white, just mayonnaise.
Yeah. All right.
Chris, thank you.
It should be great.
It's going to be a great time, and thank you for making this so special for the fans. We love it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me on. Always great to talk to you, Janet. Nick, see you Sunday.
Bills.
Chris Jenkins from the Buffalo Bills on Kiss 98.5.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.